Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 14 past nine. It's time for Market Watch, and we have on the line Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia for Aberdeen Asset Management. Over to you, Julian.
Good morning, Bharat. So we just closed the second quarter. What is your take on how well corporate Indonesia has done?
Hi, morning, Julian. It's still very early days. We have just seen one bank report their first quarter, second quarter numbers, and it was actually relatively quite good year on year. But we have seen a slight slowdown in terms of loan growth. I mean, it's very difficult to generalize things. They are the second largest bank in Indonesia, but it just sets the precedent of the tone that despite the three rate cuts, or now four that we have seen already, it hasn't really aided confidence among borrowers. But now there's been news about the tax amnesty, and I'm sure you will elaborate a little bit later. Hopefully this will pull the market, eventually in terms of earnings going forward. But I think in the second quarter, we would see the consumer staples doing very well, consumer discretionary seeing a slight rebound in the quarter. But in the doldrums would be most likely the cement sector because of an oversupply situation.
And in spite of the pessimistic backdrop that we've given for the banking sector, we see that the Indonesian market has gone up 20% year to date in US dollar terms. This compares to a Malaysian market, which has only gone up below 5% USD wise. What is driving this performance in Indonesia?
Sure. If you just take a step back and just look at 2015, Indonesia was actually one of the dogs of the region, and there was a lot of issues, especially the currency getting out of kilter with the US dollar. So there was obviously an impact. But this year there's been a lot more domestic focus. So the infrastructure is slowly it's coming underway. The rupiah has strengthened against the US dollar on the back of the four rate cuts we have seen, and although very aggressive, but inflation has been fairly muted, and so it aids confidence that investors are seeing that there could be further rate cuts in Indonesia to push up sentiment further.
And talking about rate cuts, the Bank of Indonesia yesterday stayed on interest rates at currently right now at about 6.5%. Do you think this is leaving room for further interest rate cuts?
Indonesia has seen one of the lowest of inflations in a decade, basically, and that a lot of that was basically on very weak or gasoline prices. So they have, Indonesia's a big component for inflation be food and energy costs, and this has been fairly muted. So I think it gives comment. Yesterday's hold on BI rate was a bit unexpected. I mean, I think a lot of the consensus is going for a 25 bips cut. But I think the BI, the central bank, is being a very wait-and-see approach. There's a new mechanism that will come in place in August next month where because in the past, whenever the BI cuts interest rates, the banks don't follow because there's some sort of a ban in terms of, that it doesn't have that ripple effect. But now there's a new interest rate mechanism that comes into place in August, and it will be a lot more better synchronized. So I think the central bank would like to see that be implemented first before cutting rates.
You were talking about tax amnesties earlier on. I'm just wondering how this interest rate trajectory will affect that, especially when we look at it in the light of the yield chase that's happening around the world right now.
Yeah, I think Indonesian government bonds have been one of the most spectacular returns. It mirrors very much equity returns we have had this year. And the reason for that is this tax amnesty, and it, you know, there's close to, you know, people throw out the numbers, is about $200 billion of you know, money kept overseas by Indonesians, and predominantly a lot of that sits in Singapore. The government, for the first time, is putting this in place as a parliamentary bill. So they would actually pardon, you know, if you didn't declare in the past in terms of income tax, no questions asked, just declare it or repatriate it back for very tiny penalties. The numbers that have been hovering around is close to $5 billion would be repatriated back, and this would actually add liquidity into the market. So I think you know, people are pricing a lot of expectations. In, you know, for us here, I think we're just a bit careful, you know, because valuations have actually run up quite ahead of fundamentals, and you just have to take a step back and see the bigger picture.
Bara, just 30 seconds. What are you? What's on your shopping list in the Jakarta market?
I think the ones that have actually been in the doldrums for a long time. So commodity stocks looks quite interesting. I mean, they've run up, but not have run up if you take a five-year picture. Banks are still pretty solid in terms of capital ratios. And I will also go long in terms of property. There's a lot of relaxation by the central bank.
Thanks so much. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia, Aberdeen Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.